In the car business.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with your guest host today, Joe Zepecki. We're going to spend a few minutes talking about something that's been in the news, but is such a win for the American people that I don't think everybody fully understands just how transformative it can be. And that is the Inflation Reduction Act that President Joe Biden signed into law last week after passing both houses of Congress with only Democratic votes.
It's remarkable.
The Republicans are good at saying no. And there's a lot to like in that bill. It will lower healthcare costs. It will pay down the debt. There's things to be excited about. There's certain parts of it that make you just want to go yabba dabba doo.
Ooh, what are the yabba dabba doo parts?
And for me, one of those things is the clean energy component. And there's a great piece in the New York Times this morning. Expansion of clean energy loans is, quote, sleeping giant of climate bill. And it notes that the bill that President Biden signed will expand a government loan and guarantee program for clean energy projects. So what does that mean? It means that for a state like Wisconsin, which has lagged behind in the production of sort of big utility scale clean energy projects. We're actually like fourth or fifth in the Midwest. Our neighbors in Iowa and Michigan and Minnesota and Illinois have all surpassed the state of Wisconsin in terms of the amount of renewable energy that feeds into the grid. And in the next decade or so, there's going to be a lot of that type of development in Wisconsin. Solar farms, wind farms. Corinne Hess at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel a few months back reported on a study from MEPI, the Midwest Economic Policy Institute, and the fiscal and something else. Oh boy, I lost it. University of Wisconsin-Whitewater was a part of it. But the upshot is that with the move to renewables and the market economics of all of this, all three of the major utilities across Wisconsin were planning to do these massive utility scale projects in the next 10 years or so. And as the Journal Sentinel wrote then, Wisconsin's clean energy goals could grow the state's economy by $21 billion.
Wow.
So this is, you know, when Governor Evers was first elected and took office, one of the things that he put forth was a target for how much we wanted to reduce our carbon emissions by a date out in the future, 30 years, right? And so if in the next 30 years, we get to 100% clean energy, that's a $21 billion boon to the state. It will create more than 34,000 jobs. We won't get into this one deep today, but I saw a study over the weekend from the University of Michigan that actually notes that the growth in the renewable energy sector is going to create enough jobs to actually replace any jobs that are displaced in sort of fossil fuel energy generation. And so here's why this matters, the Inflation Reduction Act. You say, well, what does this matter?
It's going to impact me.
Yeah, if all this development is already coming, you know, to the state of Wisconsin, what does that mean? It means a couple things. And what it means for you, Jane, is that your energy costs are going to go down. It costs less to generate cleaner, renewable energy than it does to generate fossil fuel energy. And so what the Inflation Reduction Act will do is it will allow the developers to get a tax credit for these big projects, provided that they meet certain standards. And that relates to, you know, paying a prevailing wage, having a certain number of apprentices as part of it. If you use products that are made in the United States, which is something that we saw in the bipartisan infrastructure bill earlier in the summer that Senator Tammy Baldwin really championed, that this is an economic stimulus bill for clean energy. And so what it allows, you know, it makes the economics even better, and it uses those market forces to make it more likely that Wisconsin workers and Wisconsin union members will do these projects. That's at the utility scale level. Also within the Inflation Reduction Act, there is a direct pay for government organizations like schools. So if you want to have carbon-free schools, boy, these schools are these, there's hard infrastructure, there's buildings. What if we put solar panels on them? And there, it generates enough electricity, not just to power that school, you know, with the battery backups, but also to feed back into the grid, because this big old building is sitting there anyways. And school districts are going to have the option of a direct pay from the government, as opposed to wait until tax time. And at a time when school budgets are so tight, that's another thing that the Inflation Reduction Act will do to make sure we're burning less carbon. Our emissions are being cut. We're going to create good Wisconsin jobs. Those will be union jobs, hopefully. I think the economic incentives are pretty strong. It's going to have downstream job creation effects, because there's also these incentives to use American manufactured products in the solar panels and the, you know, the arrays and the turbines. And so all of that means that the transition to clean energy is happening, and now it's going to happen in a way that is better for the state, better for the state's economy, better for the state's consumers. That is a win, 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 win. That makes me say yabba dabba doo. And maybe that's silly, but this is exciting stuff, and some of the healthcare pieces of it have gotten a little bit more attention. I just wanted to make sure our listeners understood that the clean energy, the climate change pieces of this are profound. They're going to have a lasting impact, and that's all to the good. So good job, President Biden. Good job, Democrats in Congress who voted for this. And another reminder, Senator Ron Johnson, every Republican member of Congress in Wisconsin did not support this legislation that does all these things, these great climate change things, these great healthcare things, these great debt reduction things. It's all coming together. So, well,
and can we also just say, I'm tired of Iowa being more progressive than Wisconsin. It's embarrassing, and I'm tired of being embarrassed by Iowa.
Sure.
Let's step it up, Wisconsin.
I mostly just get sad when their football team embarrasses ours, but that's a good point. We should have a little regional pride here,
right?
And we should be number one in the Midwest, best in the Midwest. Let's
absolutely
get it done.
Let's do it.
Good stuff. Come on back, As Goes Wisconsin, with guest host Joe Zepecki.